In 1994, I visited Heidi Comfort, a young girl with Williams syndrome, at her home in Southern California. A very self-possessed 8-year-old, she immediately detected my own diffidence and said, encouragingly, "Don't be shy, Mr. Sachs." As soon as I arrived, she offered me some just-baked muffins. At one point, I covered the tray of muffins and asked her to tell me how many there were. She guessed 3. I uncovered the tray and invited her to count them. She pointed to them one by one and came up with a total of 8. There were, in fact, 13. She showed me her room and her favorite things, as any 8-year-old might. A few months later, we met again in Ursula Belugi's lab, then went out for a walk. We watched the kites and hang gliders sailing above the La Jolla Cliffs. In town, we gazed into the windows of a pastry shop and then stopped for lunch at a sandwich shop, where Heidi instantly befriended the half-dozen workers behind the counter, learning all their names. At one point, she leaned so far over the counter, fascinated by the sandwich-making, that she nearly fell into the tuna fish. Her mother, Carol Zeitzer Comfort, told me that she had once warned her child not to speak to strangers, and Heidi had replied, "There are no strangers. There are only friends." Heidi could be eloquent and funny, and she loved to spend hours listening to music and playing the piano. She was already composing little songs at 8. She had all the energy, impulsiveness, verbosity, and charm of Williams syndrome, and many of the problems. She could not form a simple geometric shape with some wooden blocks, as most children can do by nursery school. She had great difficulty placing a set of nesting cups into the right order. We went to the aquarium, where we saw a giant octopus, and I asked her how much it might weigh. 3,200 pounds, she replied. Later that day, she estimated that the creature had been as big as a building. Her cognitive impairments might be, I thought, quite disabling, both in school and in the world, and I could not avoid the feeling that there might be a sort of formulaic quality to her sociability, an automaticity. It was difficult for me to see her at 8 as an individual, separate from the superficial qualities of her Williams syndrome. But 10 years later, I received a letter from her mother. "Heidi has just had her 18th birthday," Carol wrote. "I'm attaching a picture of her with her boyfriend at their homecoming dance. She is in her senior year at high school and has definitely come into her own as a young woman. Dr. Sachs, you were right when you predicted that the who would emerge through the what of Williams syndrome." Heidi was 19 now, and despite several brain surgeries to treat increased pressure, such procedures are occasionally necessary in some people with Williams syndrome, she was planning to leave home soon, to attend a residential college program where she would take academic courses, receive job coaching, and prepare to live independently. She planned to learn how to be a professional baker. She loved watching people decorate cakes and make desserts. But a few months ago, I received another letter from her mother, telling me that Heidi had started a new job, and it sounds as though she may have found another calling. She is working at a convalescent home and just loves it. The patients say that Heidi's bright smile cheers them up and helps them feel better. Heidi enjoys the socializing so much that she has asked if she can visit the patients on the weekends. She plays bingo, paints their fingernails, gets them coffee, and of course, talks and listens. This job is a perfect fit for her.